I want to talk this morning about forgiveness and how forgiveness equals freedom. And I want to use for my scripture text this morning, Matthew chapter 18. It's a little long, but bear with me from verse 21 through verse 35. If you have a red letter edition, you'll see these are the words that are attributed to Jesus. And this is from the New Living Translation. And then Peter came to him being Jesus, and asked, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? Jesus said, "No, 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his account up to date with the servants who had borrowed money from him. And in the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him $1 million in today's terms. He couldn't pay it, so the king ordered that he and his wife and his children and everything that he had be sold to pay the debt. But the man fell down before the king and begged him, "Oh, sir, be patient with me and I will pay it all." Then the king was filled with pity and released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went out to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. "Be patient and I will pay it," he pleaded. But the creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and jailed until the debt could be paid in full. Thank God we don't have debtor prison today. You would never see me again. They'd lock me up forever. So when some of the other servants saw this, and they were very upset, they went to the king and they told the king what happened. Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king said to the man, he said, "Go to prison until you pay every penny." And Jesus goes on, this is a parable. Parables are a earthly message with a heavenly touch. So Jesus then said, "This is what my heavenly Father will do for you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters in your heart." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.